It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, November 28th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Pray you had a happy and blessed Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Remember, Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, our virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, continues. You can sign up through February 4th, and you get 90 days access to all of the presentations and documentary films. 90 days access from the time you sign up. More details coming up after the break. Topic number 5 today, Putin is winning. This is not the message we're getting from the corporate media here in the West, but it is true, according to Politico, Putin is successfully driving a wedge between Europe and the United States. Top European officials very angry with the Biden White House and accusing the United States now of profiting from the war in Ukraine, while countries in the EU suffer. They've been severed from inexpensive Russian natural gas over this war. And as one senior official told Politico, quote, "The fact is, if you look at it soberly, the country that is most profiting from this war is the U.S. because they're selling more gas and at higher prices, and because they're selling more weapons." These explosive comments, backed in private by other officials, diplomats, and ministers across Europe, follow mounting anger in Europe over American subsidies, part of the Inflation Reduction Act, that threatened to hurt European industry. The EU's chief diplomat, Josep Borrell, called on Washington to respond to European concerns. Borrell is usually friendly with the political class in D.C. He said, quote, "Americans, our friends, take decisions which have an economic impact on us," end quote. Now, the U.S. has rejected Europe's complaints, blaming Russia for the rise in oil and gas. But the fact remains that with the severance of Russia and Western Europe as regards Russian oil and gas, the United States is the one benefiting here. As you can see on the chart behind me, the blue bar on those monthly charts showing natural gas exports, liquefied natural gas exports, the blue bar indicates the liquefied natural gas shipping from the United States to Europe. And you can see the spike that has taken place over the last few months as Russian supplies of natural gas have been severed with the detonation of the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines, and of course, Russia then just turning off the taps. Anyway, the biggest point of tension here in recent weeks is the Inflation Reduction Act, which of course does exactly the opposite, but taxes and green subsidies included in the IRA are in fact hurting European business. And as this continues, a senior EU diplomat said, "The Inflation Reduction Act has changed everything. Is Washington still our ally or not?" End quote. Topic number 4, invasion Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared on November 10th an invasion of the United States coming across the southern border, and a week later on the 17th decided to send tank-like armored personnel carriers to the border in an effort to turn back immigrants coming across. These M113 armored personnel carriers, which were used in Vietnam, they're not used by frontline U.S. troops anymore, but National Guard units still make use of them, will be going to the southern border, carrying troops to areas where typically vehicles, wheeled vehicles, can't. These M113s are tracked vehicles. The state will also boost aircraft flights over the border to try to conduct more surveillance. Ron Vitiello, a former U.S. Border Patrol chief, retired U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement director, told a news site called News Nation that he doesn't believe the move will do much to slow the number of crossings coming across the border, but it may direct more national attention on this. And for however effective this is or is not, Governor Abbott is right about one thing. This is an ongoing slow-motion invasion of the United States. Topic number 3. Daylight savings time is racist. Why not? Everything else is. CNN actually published a recent article arguing that daylight savings time disproportionately affects people of color because of structural racism. CNN's health reporter, Jacqueline Howard, penned an article declaring daylight savings time sheds light on lack of sleep's disproportionate impact in communities of color. Now, we're all in favor of ditching the time changes. Just let's declare daylight savings time the whole year round. Getting dark here in the Ozarks before 5:30 in the afternoon at this time of year gets depressing. It's an outmoded thing that goes back to World War II and before. We don't need it anymore. It's silly. But to argue that it's it's disproportionately affecting people of color. Without any evidence, which there was none in this article, is just more evidence that the liberal media here in the United States really seems to delight in fracturing and balkanizing groups inside the United States, turning us one against another. This Ms. Howard actually goes so far as to point out that it's not that white adults don't also experience a lack of sleep and the resulting health consequences. It's just that people of color experience them more, which is, of course, because of structural racism. She actually goes on then to point out the shooting deaths of the shooting death of Breonna Taylor in Louisville in March of 2020 and the shooting of George Floyd's four-year-old grandniece in Houston on New Year's Day. Both happened while they were asleep, and that structural racism is the reason that things like this are more likely to happen in black communities. Again, no evidence to back up the claims, just a lot of statements in the article like, it is believed, dot, dot, dot. Quite frankly, this is the same logic behind Ancient Aliens. We don't know how they built the pyramids in ancient Egypt. We don't know how they moved these massive blocks of stone for Baalbek. So it must be aliens. There are plenty of factors that lead to health consequences. Diet, family structure, community, sleep, yes, even genetics. But because you don't know how those factors all work together to lead to an observable situation, must be structural racism. Again, this is the media trying to fracture groups inside the United States. Topic number two, heresy at Cambridge. Church worshipers at Cambridge University crying heresy after the dean of Trinity College there defended a sermon claiming that Jesus may have been transgender. According to Dr. Michael Banner, who stepped in to defend a claim made at a sermon last Sunday, that Jesus had a trans body, showing this medieval painting from about the year 1400 as evidence for this claim. Dr. Banner, by the way, again, the dean of Trinity College, was backing up junior research fellow Joshua Heath, who displayed Renaissance and medieval paintings depicting a side wound. This was from the spear to, you know, the Roman soldier checking whether Jesus was actually dead on the cross. It's on the wrong side of the body, by the way, but that's neither here nor there. They claim that the wound, the shape of the wound, suggests female genitalia. Therefore, Jesus had a trans body. You either laugh or you want to throw a brick at the television set right now. I get it. Banner said that this was a legitimate interpretation. Well, after the pushback, of course, a spokesperson for the college said, the college would like to make clear the following. Neither the dean of Trinity College nor the researcher giving the sermon suggested that Jesus was transgender. The sermon addressed the image of Christ depicted in art and various interpretations of those artistic portrayals. The sermon's exploration of the nature of religious art in the spirit of thought-provoking academic inquiry was in keeping with open debate and dialogue at the University of Cambridge, end quote. This wasn't really thought-provoking. It wasn't really stunning or brave. It's just very woke, in keeping with the spirit of the age. Inanna, the gender-fluid goddess of ancient Sumer. Nice try, though, for the spokesperson at Trinity College. And we should point out, by the way, Trinity, for those of us who've read the Bible, is the Father, Son, not Son and or Daughter, Son and Holy Spirit. Dr. Banner, you should know better. Heresy is the appropriate word. Coming up, from dogs ate my homework to rats ate the evidence. That's next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Ali Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in SkyWatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary, the many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek, how the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in 3 brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, leveling up the excuse. Indian police say that 440 pounds of cannabis seized in a raid has been eaten by rats. Yes, rats behind the disappearance of about 440 pounds of cannabis being held by police in evidence in a case against drug dealers. A court in Uttar Pradesh state was told that rats had apparently eaten through the entire stash when police were asked to provide it as evidence in the trial. The court said, according to BBC News, rats are tiny animals and they have no fear of the police. It is difficult to protect the drug from them, end quote. Judge Sanjay Chaudhary cited other cases in which vanishing drug stashes in the state's district of Mathura were blamed on rodents by the cops. In one example, part of a massive 850-pound stash of cannabis held in storage by police vanished. hungry rats blamed for its disappearance. Judge said the police had no way to deal with the rats. Again, they're too small and no fear of police. He also suggested that to protect seized drugs from fearless mice going forward, the drugs should be auctioned off to labs and medicine manufacturers with the government keeping the proceeds. I suggest that something like that may already have happened. The rats may be a little larger and just, you know, two legs. Skywatch TV's fall virtual conference continues. You can sign up through February 4th, and now you get 90 days access to all of the presentations plus 6 feature-length documentaries from the day you sign up. So if you're signing up after the launch date, you're not missing any time. Don't miss this. Some great information there. Speaking of drugs, Joel Richardson talking about pharmakia and the opening of portals through narcotics. Dr. Tom Horn on the angel, supernatural manifestations in our realm. I'll talk about the literal location, the fact that the Valley of the Shadow of Death is not just picturesque speech, but a literal place. And Jesus' ministry kind of points to where it is. That and more as you get access to 24 cutting-edge presentations in full HD, plus 6 feature-length documentary films from Skywatch Films, including the most recent Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand. This is based on Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. Don't miss this. Take advantage of it now at DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. This week in Skywatch TV, we continue with our 6-week series based on the new 3-volume set by Tom Horn, Allie Anderson, and Donna Howell, The Mystery of Jesus, From Genesis to Revelation. We know that our Messiah, our Savior, is woven all through the Scriptures, but there are many of them have not yet been taught to us. This is some deep dive research by Allie, Donna, and Tom, and that's why we're devoting 6 weeks to this set, just in time for the holiday season as we celebrate the birth of our Savior. We know it wasn't December 25th. Doesn't matter. It's a time when the world is actually speaking the name of Christ openly, and it opens the opportunity to talk a little bit more about how he is all through Scripture. This modern, progressive Christian idea that Jesus is not the God of the Old Testament, that too is heresy, and you'll find out why with this 3-book set. Don't miss these programs. Our broadcast schedule, if you're watching over the air, is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch the program right now and its predecessors at skywatchtv.com. You can also add the Skywatch TV app for free to Roku or Apple TV and watch all of our programs there. The regular, the weekly main program, the women's program, Simply His, these daily news updates brought right to your big screen TV through our free app. You can download it to your mobile device, smartphone, tablet, what have you, and then cast the video using Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay to your smart TV. The mobile app available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and you'll find links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Check for the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.